Transgenderism, Male Librarian Gags Woman for Misgendering. By Alana Mastrangelo on August 21, 2023. A librarian interrupted a female soccer player who was speaking at a forum at a library in Davis, California, and asked her to leave, claiming she was misgendering people while she was talking about saving women's sports from male athletes. Sophia Lori, a former Vanguard University soccer player, was invited to a local library in Davis, California, over the weekend to participate in the forum on fair and safe sport for girls to share her story about being a college athlete, according to a report by OutKick. But while Lori was introducing the topic of empowering and protecting girls' sports and female athletes, she was quickly cut off by a member of the audience, who demanded to know, "Are you going to misgender people throughout the entire thing?" As Lori calmly requested that audience members wait until the end of her talk before asking questions, a librarian in the back of the room proclaimed, "California state law recognizes trans women as women. Watch below. They are protected under state law. Our policy talks about treating people with respect, and if you are misgendering somebody, that is not respectable," the librarian added, which elicited clapping from other audience members. Shortly after that, Lori was able to continue with her remarks, but the moment was brief, as she was promptly interrupted yet again, after she noted that current 10-year-old girls cannot live out the same dream as long as men are allowed to compete in women's sports. "You can't do that," one audience member stated, to which Lori reacted by adjusting her language and saying biological men instead of simply men. But that was not enough for the woke LGBTQ activists, including the librarian, who issued Lori a warning and then asked her to leave moments later, stating that she was misgendering people. After that, someone else took over the podium, demanding that Lori leave while also ironically proclaiming to be an advocate of First Amendment rights. Watch below. Lori later took to Twitter to address the incident, explaining, "I was invited to share my personal story, sick, of being a college athlete. I was shocked by what happened," she continued. "I was cut off and told by the librarian I would be removed. So then I continued talking, saying biological girls and biological men, to finish sharing my story. The librarian then told me to leave, and if I won't leave, he will shut the entire meeting down. The librarian then again told me to leave, so I directly said, 'Why am I being asked to leave?' And he told me, 'Because you are misgendering. You were talking about men and women, sick, sports,'" she added. Lori concluded by clarifying that the group putting on the event had the conference room reserved at the public library to host the event at Mary L. Stevens Davis Branch Library. Swimmer Riley Gaines, who famously competed against biological male swimmer Leah Thomas in the women's 200-meter freestyle event at the National Collegiate Athletics Association (NCAA) championships, reacted to the incident, saying, "This is ridiculous, but not shocking. A female athlete silenced for calling a spade. They won't even engage in a civil conversation. Props to this gal for sticking her ground," Gaines added. "This young girl joins the long list of female athletes silenced for opposing unfair competition and giving up consent in areas of undressing where males are present," Gaines told OutKick. "Notice these were men trying to silence her and not women. Unfortunately, this isn't surprising anymore. The silent majority is needed more than ever to restore sanity." The transgender agenda has made major headway in areas once designated for women only. Men now compete in women's sports and beauty pageants and are even seen on the covers of magazines that had previously been reserved for women. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, and on Instagram.